Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, boys and girls. How are you?
You know, today is going to be a wonderful day.
Today could be a wonderful day for many reasons. We might get mail from the postman. Or we might just get a song from me. Because I'm back.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Welcome back.
Oh, yeah, man, how you doing? You good?
I know you like that.
Welcome back.
I know you like that.
Come on, you've been back.
See the girls in the club, they're getting wild for me. And all the pretty chicks all want to smile at me. This rap cats, man, they all got this out for me. And if I ever see them, man, they probably bow to me. And when you see drop, I know they gon' lean. Word debut, I know they gon' sing. Everything Mississippi to the farm springs. Girls from Brunette down to Long Queens. These young boys don't know what a darn need. I'm just a bad boy gone clean. I'm the diamond chain choker, always remain sober. Don't drink liquor and all the game's over. Need a plane, I explain it to my book. For three bots in the top down, it ain't over. You know there's more men where that come from. Men feel the love rolling back to back in one.
Things have changed, have more changed since I've been around. But the game ain't the same since I left out.
Welcome back. I thought that song would be fitting. They tried to shut us down.
to try to shut us down. Well, they did shut us down. They didn't try. They did shut us down. Get this microphone right. They shut me down for a whole week. We couldn't. And it started on Friday night, last Friday, about this time. They shut me down. Had me going crazy. I didn't know what was going on. People was texting me and people was calling me and inboxing me like, what's going on? And after about an hour, I got frustrated. I just like shut down and I just cut off all the lights in my house and I just laid down and went to sleep. Because I didn't know what was going on, and they wasn't telling me the tech support. But check this out. Tech support supposed to be 24 hours. On a big engine like this, Blog Talk, Amazon, eBay, or I call them big engines. Engines like that, they supposed to have live tech support 24/7. They had live tech support, all right, but when you try to get a live representative and when you sent them a message, the message you got back was, we usually respond within 24 hours. Could you believe that? Billion dollar company can't pay nobody to be live representatives on the weekend. So being that they said 24 hours, I thought they meant Saturday. But, of course, business days. So I couldn't even get a response or anything till like Monday. And then it was like, be patient. We know you were experiencing difficulties. Like, it just was, it was terrible. And I apologize. I apologize for it because it was so many people on the phone lines last week. And I feel that, like, I let them down. I let everybody down. But on the flip side to that, it damn sure felt good to know that people cared from all the texts and emails and inboxes that I got, you know, trying to find out what was going on and was it going to be a show and was it ever going to be a show again? So that part of it felt damn good to know that it's people out there who really care and really wait for the Keeping It Real show for their Friday evening entertainment. And like I said, I just apologize for it. And believe it or not, it was hard. Like, no show, no podcast Friday, no podcast Saturday, no podcast Sunday, no podcast Monday for the Dollar Dash, Thursday. It was I was really getting a little worried. It was about to ready to tell Dre, like, listen, we got to jump ship. You know, we've been with them a couple of years and years. But anyway, things like that happen. My mother always told me, anything that's man-made, you could expect problems from it. It's not perfect. And that's what I live by. But anyway, it feels damn good to be back. I'm actually a little nervous, like, for real. Like, damn, 1 week vacation from a podcast. And it threw me because I had so much to say. Like last week, I was so ready, and it just threw me for a loop. But anyway, welcome back, everybody. If you're on the phone lines and you want to go live, you got to press 1. The people that's on the links, you know, I call y'all my Jay Sean and my links. I appreciate you. We well over 3,500 all-time listeners, just counting the links, not even the people on the phones. And that's a great feat in itself. And that's not just contributed to me. That's contributed to all the shows. We all in this together. My goal is to one day be a syndicated podcast and visual with sponsors and advertisements and just doing big things. Like, so that's my goal. That's what I'm here to do. A lot of people have been getting down on me that I haven't been addressing the topics. Oh, man, they've been raining down on me about them damn topics. You don't never get to the topics. You never get to the topics. So today, we're going to get to the topics today. And damn it, I better have some people pressing 1. They want to answer some of the topics because they've been really raining down on me in my inboxes and my texts and stuff about I never addressed the topics. So today we're going to address the topics. But we're not going to address the topics right off the bat. I got to let more people call in and more people call in. And then we'd go from there. Because you know the usual. We talking about side chicks and main women. What's going on? It seemed like side chicks, that topic, it just won't die. It's like you could talk about that every week and it just won't die. It won't go anywhere. And not only on my platform, on a lot of platforms, is people want to know, are side chicks winning? Do side chicks got low self-esteem? Is it a place for them in the world? Who do you blame? The married man? Don't get it twisted. Don't forget we got the side dicks too. So who do we blame? The women? We gonna try to get to the bottom of this today some kind of way. I don't know. That's hot on the press too. I think another one of the first topic is, can you wife a side chick? The second topic is, we going with main chick against the side chick. The third topic is, what make women cheat? The fourth topic, can a man be good in bed with a small penis? And the fifth topic is, I like this topic, things women wish a man would do more of in bed when she is horny. I kind of liked it that. Well, I was kind of figuring on that one. Because I want to know the answer to that one, too, for real. Things women wish a man would do more of in bed when she is horny. Like, what more can you do? I got a couple of ideas with what you could do, but I'm not really sure. And then back to the side chick thing. How many people think side chicks got low self-esteem? I don't think so. females like to say, oh, she got low self-esteem, that's why she messing with a married man. I don't believe that. I believe side chicks know exactly what they're doing. I also believe that the married man should be cautious, because the side chicks most definitely, a lot of them got ulterior motives. They don't want to stay a fucking side chick. And then it's only a certain type of men who I feel eligible to have side chicks. If you're a stable man, you got a good job and you making good money, you got a house, and you know, you got the car and the picket fence, and you got everything going out good for you, fuck it. You're entitled to a side chick, I think. But if you're a man who you don't got no house, you and your wife is struggling, you sharing one car, you barely paying the rent, you barely paying the bills, you constantly talking about getting a better job. If you're trying to get to the top, then you don't deserve a side chick. Because you're never going to get to the top with a side chick, because she only going to distract you. It's only going to be distracting. That's why I said I feel like a man is established, successful, have everything just about that he wants. Like I said, a house, a good job, a car, and stuff like that. Then, yeah, he's entitled to a side chick. But be careful. Side chicks have ulterior motives. They not just there trying to stay a side chick. And side chicks, they got to stop. They got to stop that, oh, well, he messing with me because his wife ain't doing what she's supposed to be doing in bed. He messing with me because he have more fun with me. Or I look better than that bitch. Or what's some of the other shit the side chicks say? If he was happy at home, he wouldn't be out here messing with me. Knock it off. That's not true either. Some men just want their milk and eat it too. And that's just a bare fact. The seasonal side chicks, they just seasonal. They come, they go, and then it's on to the next one. But I'm trying to see who really is the home wrecker. Who is really the home wrecker? Is it the side chick? Or is it the husband who wrecking his home? Will a man leave his wife for a side chick? We got to ponder that. Maybe not. Don't always just be fast to blame the side chick. And remember, like I said, some side chicks got high self-esteem. They don't got low self-esteem. That's the thing that married women like to say, and females out there. Hold on, wait a minute. Females out there looking for that. Me, if I ever get married again, I don't know. I don't think I'm gonna have a side chick. I think I'm gonna stay faithful. I don't wanna do that no more. I did that, been there, done that. And it's not, even though, don't get me wrong now, even those side chicks help make your relationship better sometimes. Yeah, they make your relationship better. You know why they make your relationship better? Because men, you get to talk to them where they can't talk to their wives. Like married men, they lie to their wives. But they tell the truth to their side chicks. What people like to say, you lie to the person you love. I don't know if that's true, but I know men lie to their wives, and they tell the side chicks the raw truth. They keep it real. They keep it raw, and that's just how it is. So in all, main chicks versus side chicks. Anybody out there got any opinions on that? If not, this one I really got a lot of experience with. Can you wife a side chick? I tried that. I think I wifed one, and I think I dated one. I don't really think that works too good. Are side chicks, are they necessary? Are they winning? I don't know. Who the hell knows nowadays? We don't really know. If nobody don't want to chime in on that, we're going to go on to the next topic. See, we doing the topics first. Everybody want me to talk about the topics. Nobody pressing one to talk about the topic. So we going to go to the next topic. What makes women cheat? What does make women cheat? They unsatisfied at home sexually. They feeling neglected. They outgrow their husband to be not like they thought they would. They get a job. They meet somebody on a job and the guy's saying all the right things when their husband is saying all the wrong things. That's really a tough one of what makes. I would like to know that. I really would like to know what makes a woman cheat. And then we got another topic. Nobody ain't going to really talk about this one, so I'm going to skip to the next one. Things women wish a man would do more of in bed when she is horny. Things women wish a man would do more of in bed when she is horny. I gotta say foreplay. More foreplay. More cuddling. More affection. More caressing. Oh, more communication. That could be one. More communication. Because how much more could you do if a woman is horny? Things women wish a man would do more of in bed when she is horny. See, people send these in to me. Or can a man be good in bed with a small penis? Well, I think they say the average penis size is between 4 and 6 inches. If you 7 inches or more, then you good. Unfortunately, one size don't fit all. So I would have to say if you're not, you know, if you're not well endowed, then you got to find somebody who not looking for somebody well endowed. Find somebody who love you for you. But just in case you're not well endowed, it's certain positions that you could use and things, you know, positions that you could do to help you out. I know about 6 of them. I'll tell you about that in a little bit. What we going to do, let me see. If anybody out there on the phone line is going to press 1, if not, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back. I'll come back with a story for them. Oh, wait, we got somebody, one person pressing 1. Let's take this caller, and then we'll take a quick break. Let's take this caller.
Yeah, hey there, Jay Sean. Look here, I have a premonition solution. I think Blog Talk is probably down for the count just about. I've been monitoring it, so I checked over on Spreaker to see if you guys had transferred. But I don't know. We could talk about that a little bit more. But, I think Blog Talk is not pulling in the revenue, and they may be getting ready to sell. But that's just, you know, an observation that I have. But look here, you have a number of interesting topics, and I would say to you, in fact, you just coincided with something I was thinking about, and that is you were saying that a guy who is light in the pockets doesn't deserve a side chick. And I thought, I think it would be a good idea to chronicle how many things you talk about that require money, or how many things we talk about, and specifically you, that require money, but we don't talk about money. All right, because you said that the guy, like I just mentioned, that doesn't have money doesn't deserve a side chick. So he doesn't deserve that perk, if indeed it is a perk. Now, certainly that requires some discussion too. But there's a protocol with respect to men who have.
I just said that because I figure, like, until you get where you want to go, a side chick might be distracting.
Well, what do you mean? You mean get where you want to go? Can unpack that just a little bit.
I mean, you know, if you married it, a home, financially stable, a good job. You know what I mean? Things like that, you know.
Right, but most people, you know, you said something that was very revelatory to me. It was very profound, and I thought about it a lot. And most people are never going to be financially secure, all right? You said to me you were not willing to work that 60 to 80 hours a week, even though you probably had done it when you were younger in your alternate lifestyle business. Do you recall saying that to me?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. But look here, so most people will never be financially secure for a number of reasons. Number one, they're not willing to do the work. That's going to be number one. And, of course, they may not have the information, but then again, that relates back to whether they are willing to do the work. If they're willing to do the work, anybody in America could be financially secure. I don't say that needs to be a millionaire, because one doesn't need to be a millionaire to be financially secure. But I want to get to the sugar baby. The side chick. You know, we talked about synonymous words, words that mean the same but spelled differently, or concepts that mean the same but spelled differently. Now, I'm going to introduce the notion
Wait a minute. You slip right there, Mr. Solution. So you call your side chick Sugar Baby. Okay, go ahead, because I don't know where Sugar Baby came from.
No, Sugar Baby and side chick definitely merge at a certain point. They can be and often are. Do you still hear me?
I like that, Sugar Baby.
Do you still hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I said I like that, Sugar Baby. I like that.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm just going to develop it a little bit. Sugar babies and side chicks are the same thing in most contexts. They're the same. There's no difference because usually sugar babies are after money, number one. But there's a website, and there was a guy explaining it. He has more experience than I, but I was definitely taking it in. It's at Sugar Baby, I believe sugarbaby.com. And the sugar babies talk. They're usually attractive women. I would say about 90 to 95% of them are attractive. They're height, weight proportional. You know, they don't have a bunch of tattoos. And they're all over. They're in every city. I think he went to Miami on the website, and there was over 100,000, well over 100,000. And that was just in a few locations. So they proliferate, sugar babies, and they want money. A lot of them are very contradictory. And he gave some good information. You know, some people do give pretty decent information, but he pointed out how to talk to them, because you can't go in trying to talk to them nicely. Women are usually, they get a lot of compliments. They don't give a damn about compliments. The hot women, they don't care about that. They get that all the time. So he gave some, advice on how to interact, or a better word is how to engage with them immediately and decisively. And I thought that was just poetic, the way he, you know, explained that, the way he expressed it. But that term, sugar baby, you know, they want money. They want you to pay some of their bills, some or all of their bills. And, of course, they provide sex in return. So it's prostitution is what it really is. That's absolutely what
we're
it
sorry.
Is.
We're sorry. Your call did not go through. Would
that.
You please try your
you
call
know,
again?
Hold up. Somebody,
you know, the site LinkedIn, they found out there
money.
Was a prostitution ring on LinkedIn. That's supposed to be a professional. Are we still connected?
Yeah, Mr. Solution.
Sure.
Somebody told me to ask you, do you spend money on your sugar baby? Would you?
Well,
would
I can, and I will. I'm not actively engaged in doing it right now. But no, I could. That I wouldn't be above that. I mean, if a woman, if I see the problem is running into a decent
hold
woman.
Up, hold up.
I mean, I wouldn't deal with the woman who's dealing with a lot of other men. I would not do that. But if I found a sensible one that had her head screwed on right. Sure, because that's all a relationship is in most instances anyway. So, yeah, I would do that.
Mr. Solution, for you know what? You, I think you've been around the brothers too long now. I like that. Now, you said you a side chick. You've been around the brothers.
No, it's not that. It's not that at all. What it is, and there's nothing wrong with what you just said, but it's not that. I'm saying it. Every man knows that, and particularly successful men. Men who earn a minimum of $10,000 a month, which would be pretty much minimum $120,000.
We're sorry. Your call did not go through.
I don't know. Did you hear the conclusion of what I just said?
Yeah. Yeah, hold on 1 minute. Hold on 1 minute. I'm trying to call somebody into the show, but I'm having trouble. Give me 1 second.
We're sorry. Your call did not go through.
I know what's going on. I'm dialing the wrong number. My 1 second, everybody. I apologize.
Yep. All right.
Okay, we got him. Hold on 1 second. One sec. 7543, you live.
How you doing? How you doing, Dr. James? I'm just listening to the conversation. I just want to say something real quick about
what's up, Dr. James? How you been?
How you doing? Yeah, I just want to say about the sugar. To me, what he described with his sugar bait, that's a whore. You got to give her money.
A prostitute?
And all. What is that? A prostitute. Right? I mean, that's what it seemed like to me. Am I wrong?
Mr. Solution, you want to answer that?
Absolutely. And yeah, because, look, let's just be candid. Most women today with the Internet, particularly with social media, they are commercialized. I mean, I sit back and I listen because I really design my own reality for the most part. And there are women being flown out to Dubai and various parts of the world to have sex. Now, the guys pay them something like $30,000 for a week or something like that. And they do all kinds of disgusting sexual things for the most part because, you know, with that kind of money, you know, it's understood. Now, that's against their rules. That's against the rules, their moral rules and everything, at least their stated moral rules. But, you know, what does that matter? They take the women out on yachts, whether they're rented or owned, and they have all sorts of sexual, engage in all kinds of debauchery, you know. But, I mean, my point, coming back to the central point, most women today are monetized. They want money. They have a saying, get the bag. And that's across ethnic groups. All women are pretty much looking for the same thing. All one has to do is go on sugarbaby.com, and a lot of women are double agents. They're doing this undercover. They're doing it furtively, stealthily. They're also on IG. You guys have heard about the IG models and OnlyFans. Most of that is sort of low-key prostitution. And I mentioned about LinkedIn. Now, I don't know if they got it off their websites, but it was all over the media. And that's supposed to be a professional website, by the way, LinkedIn. You guys are familiar with that, correct? Can you hear me? I just want to make sure Blog Talk is not cheating us out of sound. Can you hear me?
No, we can.
Yeah. I can hear you, but I don't really get into all that.
Well, it's not a matter of you getting into it. It's just a matter of you being cognizant of what's going on. And you can look up everything I'm pointing out to you. You can look this up. You can verify it. But go ahead.
I think that would be for a younger person.
Dr. James, hold on one second. 3400, you live.
Hi, this is Gigi. Mr. Solution,
hey,
you said
up,
all
Gigi?
Women. How are you? You said all women are looking to get a bag. No, all women aren't looking to get the bag from men because women, a real woman, maybe the little girls are looking to get the bag, but a real woman obtains her own bag. So when you say that comment, you have to kind of change that up because that's not what all women want. See, these are these women that you dealing apparently must be dealing with, and you on all these sites to want to become familiar with these sites. What are you looking for? Women that want the bag? Because these sound like little girls.
Let me ask you. This is not an attack. I don't know you. I'm not trying to fight with you. We're just trying to excavate the information here. Now, when you go out with a man, do you want him to pay or do you volunteer to pay?
It depends on what it is, but I don't have a problem with paying because that's what a real
woman. But that's not what I ask you. When you go out with a man, when and if you go out with a man, do you expect him to pay for the meal or the event, whatever. Do you just volunteer and say, hey, I'll pay my own way, we'll just go Dutch. Do you do that?
If you are inviting me on a date, I'm a woman, and I'm an old school woman. If you invite me on a date, of course I'm not going to offer to pay. Then if we're going on multiple dates, then yes, I will pay. But if you invite me on a date,
ma'am, if you really ferret this out, flesh this out, you're no different from any other woman. All the women, virtually every woman wants a man to sponsor her. Now, I don't want to fight with you about it, but you just admitted that that's what you do. Even though you confused it, or at least confused yourself, you want men to pay when they're with you. And you mentioned about going out on several dates. A lot of women don't go out on multiple dates with men. They just go out on one date, get what they want, and then they move on to the next man. So it's a game that's being played. So unless you are willing to pay your own way on the first date, unless you are willing to pay, you're just like the rest of the women, even though you think you're different.
If that's what you say. But that's why
that's what anybody would say that's honest. See, a lot of women are not honest. There's no integrity. If you were honest, you would admit you want a man to pay. You feel like you're worth it and all that jazz. But you're no different from the rest of the women. They're just more honest than you are. I was talking with one of my physicians, and we were having this kind of conversation. And what he said, the only difference between a regular woman, a so-called regular woman, and a prostitute is a prostitute, you know what you're getting. She states her price.
Oh, did you just call me a prostitute?
Look, if the shoe fits, you got to wear it, ma'am. I didn't call you anything. I think you're doing all the calling. See, you're dishonest. You're not an honest person on this issue.
Disrespectful. You don't need to be on here talking about women like that. I don't know what type of women you deal with or what woman.
Listen. So you won't be ignorant. That's right. You don't know. Go to sugarbaby.com. Or go to IG Models or OnlyFans and just peruse the website and you'll see what I'm talking about. You won't have to fight with me about something that you're ignorant of.
I have no desire to look at that website. That's not
right.
Who
okay,
I am.
So then why don't you just, why don't you do this? Since you don't want to know, then I don't want to talk with someone who wants to remain purposefully ignorant.
I have no desire.
There's nothing wrong with paying for a woman to go out and all that. There's nothing wrong with that. They don't have to be a prostitute for you to take a woman out. You've been doing that all your life, pretty much. When you were a little teenager or whatever, you went out with women and you paid for them to go to the movies, whatever you did. So there's nothing wrong with that. You know, they don't have to be a whore just because you paid for their dinner or whatever the case. But some of
right,
women,
I didn't say that, though. That wasn't me that said that.
That's how it came off. You need to record yourself and replay it back.
That was someone else that said that. I didn't say that. But I will say this. Whatever you want to call it, you know, and they say if it walks like a duck, if it quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck. But I would say this. The vast majority of women do want to be paid. They want to be compensated when they're with the man. They want to be compensated in some fashion, either meals, vacations, gifts, et cetera, et cetera.
You must go to the titty club and get a lot of escorts because I don't know what world you living in. But
well, most attractive women do commercialize themselves.
The men want to be compensated, too.
Most attractive women commercialize themselves, monetize themselves.
Okay,
you don't date women, so you don't know.
Listen, I don't know what life you know.
Hold on, we got another caller. Inhale.
Oh.
Yo.
794.
What up?
What's good?
What's up?
We don't.
What up?
Nowadays, you got women that do date women.
You sound
this is a different world now. So you don't know she date women.
Hold on, Dr. G. We got a caller.
Nephew O in the building. Don't talk over Nephew O. Don't do that to me tonight, baby. What's good, huh?
What's up, nephew?
You know, I'm in the building tonight, man. I'm fresh off the press, man. You already know what time it is. I'm listening to this madness going on. And
you said fresh off the press.
Yeah, man, fresh off the press. You already know what time it is. Throw them up.
You know, we start off slow, and then the later
yeah.
we get, the more heated we get out here.
Yeah, they don't
let out
the gas. They already going 65 and 35. What you talking about?
we unfiltered here.
Yeah, man. Yo, but yeah,
that's how we do.
Time in, definitely. I'm agreeing with solutions, man.
Go. Look, we got. Let's change the speed for a minute. I'm glad you pressed one. Let's change the speed. What makes a woman cheat to you, O?
What makes a what?
What makes a woman cheat?
It's several things, man. Like, I think the main reason is lack of attention. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't got no money, you know what I'm saying? You ain't giving her the attention, then that's gonna make her cheat. But on the flip side, you know what I'm saying? If your dick trash, or if you one of them small dick niggas, pickle dick niggas or whatever, you know, that's going to make her cheat, bro. At the end of the day, she out of there. They don't care how much money you got.
There you go with that little dick thing again. Let me get my chart out. Hold up. I got some notes on that shit.
Yeah.
The average penis is between 4 and 6 inches. Anything under 4 inches is considered micro. Anything above 6 inches, then, you know, you're doing pretty good. And
that's
I told everybody
situation.
Later I was going to tell them, positions, fixed positions that somebody with a small penis could do to make they life better. I'm going to do that a little bit later. But anyway, We need another woman to press one. We can't leave Miss Gigi out there like that with just all these men and one woman. Even though I think she's capable of dealing with it. She's not having no problem.
Yeah,
but we need another woman to press one.
Hey.
While we got Miss Gigi on here, she already said 2 weeks ago that she would never be a side chick. But we'll bypass that. Miss Gigi, can a man be good in bed with a small penis?
With
his
mouth.
He knows how to hurt. But if he got a tickler,
huh?
He can't do nothing. He might just say bye bye. I said if he knows
who
how
knows?
To work what he has. But if he only has a tickler,
we're talking about 6 inches. We talking about 6 inches here.
If he knows how to work, if he know what he's doing, and he know how to work it.
I mean, does size matter?
Not always.
Well, you can buy 12 inches now. Not always.
Yeah, she might go to sugardaddy.com on that one.
No, I'm not doing sugar daddy either.
So size only matters sometimes.
At times, your size does matter.
So I don't really understand. So you saying that don't pay attention to big dick O over there. Don't pay attention to him. Big dick O. It's already been established that.
And also depends
to the left.
It depends on what the woman prefers and what she likes. It prefers.
So
you know what the woman prefers.
What do you say?
It depends on what the woman prefers.
You're going to be like, what's that mouth like?
It depends on what the woman prefers and how she can work it, because that goes both ways. See, we can't just depend on the man to be able to work it. We got to be able to work it with him.
I don't know.
But
well,
if he don't give us nothing to work with, if he gives us nothing to work with, then he better learn how to start playing with some toys with her.
What's the compromise?
But nephew O, he's been known to come out here slinging dick, you know, so we know.
Hold on, pause. Wait
we
a
know
minute.
What's
time, I don't like how that sounded, man. Wait a minute, man. Slinging dick.
Well, you came on here,
man,
you
man,
know,
you sound like
talking about the little
mouth,
dick.
Hey,
that's what
saying,
he always
just,
talked like that. That's nephew, right? That's nephew, right? I there.
listen to the women's requests and complaints. Okay, I am a former side
okay.
man. I'm a side piece. So these are the complaints I'm hearing from the sentence guys. You know, this is what I'm hearing. The penis is small. He don't know how to eat me out. He don't rub my feet. You know, he don't do this. He don't do that. And you come over and see the side piece. That whole situation, you ain't even thinking about home.
But you know what? That's him not being attentive to his woman. So guess what? If he had me personally, I need a man that's gonna give me everything. And if you can't give me everything, I'm moving on to the next one that maybe can.
As you should.
But I pick and choose. I don't just jump on the. His size won't matter if he got all the other qualities.
Yeah.
Because
you,
it comes
you don't
to more than just women.
Damn,
we women want
right.
more than,
Miss,
but we women
Miss
today
Jesus,
want more than just this. Yes.
Miss Jesus, you 57?
Yes, I am.
Huh?
Yes.
But can you really still get freaky at 57? Can you really? Really still, you know what I'm saying? Can you really, really still get busy at 57?
Hell yeah. Now, I don't know what nobody else can do at 57, but hell yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
With no problems.
So you prefer younger men or older men?
I prefer mature men that know what they're doing. It doesn't matter what their age, if they look mature enough and know what they're doing. Now, there is a cutoff point. If it ain't 40 or up, and I don't want I don't want somebody with one foot on the banana peel and the other one in the grave, because I ain't trying to kill them.
Yeah.
That leaves Nephew O out because he not 40 yet. That leaves you out, O.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I done made my
I can't
round.
Have you, baby. I don't want you running around in the daytime with the helicopter and shit looking for me.
Dr. James, how old are you? Dr. James.
He must have went to sleep.
Oh, he was on it. Dr. James.
If he in his 30s or so, he my son's age. I don't know.
Nah, Dr. James in his 60s.
Yeah.
Oh, Dr. J, that's over 100 years in the bed. Hell, I know Dr. J better be able to stand up to that name. And don't be telling me I'll catch you later. He better be able to stand up in it.
Hold on. We hold up. 1163, you lies.
Trouble.
1173.
What can I do for you, Jay?
Uh-oh. Other man. Boy, look at those things. Came out the damn house.
Always want to screw somebody, don't you, Jay? What's up, O?
What up,
I'm G. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
I guess
Miles
got screws and rules on tonight.
I'm hanging in there.
You said Miles trying to get a groove, baby. I ain't never lost a mine.
See, everybody
yeah, he
wears
screws and rules.
Everybody don't know that everybody say Miles talk a lot. But, see, they don't really know. Sometimes he don't say nothing. Miles just sit back and chill and listen. You know what I'm saying?
You,
then I bring them in and I make them talk. Like, so everybody be like, Miles like to talk all the time. Nah, that's not true. Miles like to sit back and chill and listen sometimes. Right, Miles?
That's how it goes, bro. Right, just check out, see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever coughing, I hope you all right.
Hey, I am, thank you.
Hey, Miles.
What's up, my brother?
Hey, Miles.
I'm listening.
What's things a woman might wish a man might do more of in bed when she horny?
Satisfy her. What every woman wants, she want to be satisfied. I figure if you satisfy her the right way, she'll satisfy you back at you.
No. What she might want you to do more of when she horny? You right. Satisfies more is one, but give me some more. What's more of a thing?
Okay,
a
woman depends
on what man would do more of.
Well, if he going down on her, he better act like it's his best lollipop. And if he
all right, oral.
Yeah.
Five more.
But you know what I
That's
heard?
That's it.
Hey, stay out of this. Oh, you too young. You don't know. You don't know what.
I'm gonna tell you what one of them told me though. One of them told me if a man got too much hair on his face, his situation ain't doing nothing for us.
Too much hair on his face.
Yeah.
It all depends if she waxing his mask. If she gonna wax his mustache, bro, it'll be all right.
That went over your head.
That means your beard must be rough.
I mean, he cleaned up the sink a lot.
Oh, that's what that means? I'm trying to bring the ladies out tonight. I need some ladies to press one and help. I'll help Miss Gigi out. Everybody, one second. Mr. Solution, you still here?
Yes, sir.
Okay, 1 minute. This is a little bit off topic, everybody. But before we lose you, I don't know if you were staying long. We last Tuesday, Blog Talk was down, so we still going to go ahead with the podcast Tuesday at I think it was 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. I can't remember the time. With you and Yvonne Janae, the fine. We're going to have a finance and investment podcast on Tuesdays. I believe we said 8 o'clock. I can't really remember.
Yeah, I think that's true. 8 p.m. Eastern time, I believe. I believe that's what you said.
Yeah, 8 p.m. Eastern time, Tuesday, with Yvonne Janae and Mr. Solution going to be stopping by whenever he's available. So if this is a little bit off topic, I know. I just wanted to, before I forget, Tuesday nights, the same phone number, 8 o'clock on Tuesday nights. Tune in if you this is good for old nephew. Oh, I know this is your thing. For finances, advice, investment, finance, investment,
I'll definitely be there.
And all that. We got a
yeah, and let me just say
Tuesday.
This, if you didn't say it, Miss Eva, say her name again, Eva.
Yvonne.
Yvonne, yes. Anyway, she is a fiduciary, which is very, very important. And also she sells, I believe, life insurance. She sells investment products.
Yes.
And
so
she does
anyway,
that currently, go ahead.
What'd you say? No, I don't want to get...
No, I just said she does that currently, and I just picked up on that when I was conversing with her. You know
right.
something? I'm going to say this, Jay Sean.
this topic is never off topic. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but underlying
like
every
that.
Topic is this topic. It's kind of like the earth you're standing on. But nevertheless, she's a fiduciary. That means that whatever she sells you is in your best interest, not hers. That is absolutely crucial. And, you know, I ferreted that out when we were having the conversation, whether or not she was a fiduciary. I don't know how deeply you want to delve into this. But, yeah, I think she's an excellent person to co-host with.
I just wanted to let people know to tune in Tuesday at 8 o'clock for the new show with you and Advise You Know. She's listening right now, so she's on the line. But anyway, let's get back to what we was talking about. We're going to promote that again at the end of the show. Dre, you have something to say, Dre?
Yeah, Drummer, how y'all doing?
What's going on, right. Dre?
Hold on. First and foremost, I want to say what's up to Mrs. Solution. And I think there's one thing that will help y'all a lot. You make your statement about running. You have to make sure you say some women, because you can't say all women. And I think people can relate to you a little bit more when you just don't sound like you're stereotyping every woman. And I think that's where the confusion. That's where the confusion
comes in.
Check
that. Now you're coming out here acting like Johnny Cochran.
Let me say this. Now I appreciate what you're saying. But I am going to stick to my guns on this one. Every woman, and almost without exception, there may be one or two exceptions, but they're not even worth mentioning. They want money. They want some kind of monetary benefit. They want the man to pick them up and show them a good time. Take them out to dinner. Now, they'll do a switcheroo and say, well, I want the man who asked me out. But see, the point is, they don't ask men out. They're very selfish and insular in that they don't ask men out. That's like a red herring when they say, the man who asked me out. Because all you have to do is ask them, well, do you ask men out? Well, no. Well, come on. So women do expect some monetary outlay from every man they interact with. I was dealing with a woman, it was a few years ago, and I said that to her, and she disagreed. I said, okay, say, for example, you meet a guy, say, 2-3 weeks before Valentine's Day. Do you want a Valentine's gift? And she says, well, yeah. I said, well, you're no different from the whole lot of women.
Let me ask you a question, sir. I truly hear you. I truly understand everything you're saying. And you had some insight on a lot of things. But where is that man? Where's our morals?
Us
as men, if we ask a woman out on a date, we're not looking for her to pay for nothing.
Oh, bullshit. No. Because, a lot of women are going out on multiple dates with men. And they're going out with men. Many women are going out just for the meal. A lot of women are going. See, this is the thing. Unless men talk about this, they're going to be ignorant of it. A lot of women will go on dating apps just to get a meal.
Okay,
and then they'll
most
post.
Men,
well,
hold
I went on 30.
On, sir.
I went on
hold
30
on, hold
dates.
On, sir, hold on, sir. Hold on, sir.
Wait a minute, let me just finish
the
point.
Most men go on dating apps to find sex.
Well, that's normal. Hold on. You just threw in a non sequitur. That's normal between men and women. Men are not expecting anything that's not normal.
Bro, let me tell you something, bro. If we take a woman out and we're paying for this, we're paying for that, we're making an investment hoping that we get something at the end of the night, bro.
And it depends on the woman. What you just said is not true. It just depends on the woman.
You know what? The same thing you just said is the same thing on the other side.
Well, no, it's not. There's very little logic here, and men can get as discombobulated as women. What I said was when a woman goes out with a man, the vast majority of women, they want some sort of monetary compensation. They want it. Now, they may make excuses as to why they want it, but they want some money out of a man's pocket.
Okay, so what do we want?
Well, men generally want sex. That's normal. Women want sex too. Listen, we as men,
we train the new age women that you're talking about.
Wait a minute, we train the women?
Yes, we train them like that. So what we
No, social media does that. That's not true.
No, come on,
man. What you just said is not true.
This been out, right? My father got 8 kids, man. And it was no social media back then, bro. It's in our DNA, bro. Unless you're a adult man and ready to be raised, the first thing you think about a female, or you see her, you try to get her in bed. So you're going to pick out to eat. I mean, dine and wine, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? That's what men, most men think, bro.
I agree with that. There's no argument there. That's true. And women generally only go out with men whom they are sexually attracted to unless they desire money more. But that, what you just said is true of women, too. They don't go out with men that they're not sexually attracted to.
That's bullshit. I got four big enemies saying like that, but... I got four big, I ain't say it at you anyway, I just say it in public. I got 4 billion mothers and I'm in a wheelchair. I ain't the best looking brother in the world. Trust me, I ain't getting them because of my looks. You know what I'm saying? So you can't really say women go out with men that they already attracted to. A female has feelings. If you could get into a female's feelings before you get into her drawers, then you'll have that woman the way you want her to be.
Thank you very much.
Hold on, that's what I wanted to say. Deshaun.
Yeah, what's good?
Hit me with that topic. You gotta hit everybody else with.
Which one?
About the what a female knee in bed, is it horny or something like that?
Oh, wait, let me check it out, let me give it to you, one second.
Okay, excuse me, while you're giving him that question, so thank you very much for your comment. I really appreciate that.
Thank you, Kay.
Miss Gigi.
What up, Dre?
What's up, bro?
Can I ask a question, Mr. Solution? Let me just ask real quick. Has a woman ever taken you out? Yeah, a woman never took you out before? Because you said women, men always got to pay for it. They never took you out for, like, your birthday or nothing?
Oh, sure. But I'm saying they paid for it, right? It's got to be something special, not as a general rule. They expect to be taken out and wine and dine. But the answer to your question is sure. But it's rare,
though. Isn't that what we're supposed to do? 60-40, man. You're supposed to, as a man, you take care of women, though.
No. You take care of your woman. Make sure you understand the language here. A man doesn't take care of women. That's crazy.
I take care of any woman that needs. I'm involved with it. I just wasn't raised like that. I'm a 76 baby. I wasn't raised like that.
But didn't you say you have four baby mamas?
Yes, I've been in love
four times. Were you raised like that? I fell in love four times
and shared a child with each of the women that I fell in love with and still love to this day. in something, it just don't work out. And it doesn't work out, it just doesn't work out. You can't blame
yourself.
Okay,
did you marry either one of these women?
No, I didn't.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mr. Salusi, can I ask you a question? Do you have a daughter?
Mr. Solution, do you have a daughter? Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Let
me ask you, what's the relevance of that? What's the answer is no, but what's the relevance of that question?
All right, hold on. Don't answer it yet.
What's the relevance? In other words, what is the importance of asking that question? What is that question? How does that question impact?
Go ahead, Gigi.
Okay.
Well, wait a minute. I'm asking you a question. You ask me a question. And I'm just saying, what relevance does that question have?
Because maybe if you had a daughter, you would have a different understanding.
Well, that's not true, because a lot of men who have daughters, right, these daughters are out doing everything, from drugs to you know what.
Well,
who knows what.
Oh, man.
Be careful. Hey, good.
Well, that's all I can say.
We ain't going to put the kids in this. We ain't going to do that.
Yeah. Let's go, bro. That's right. Yo, Jay, you got a topic, brother?
Hold on one second.
Mr. Salute, I'm not on drugs.
You live 4785?
Hold on, Jay talking.
Okay.
4785, you live? Hello? No, I was 4785. Hello? All right, no, go ahead. She's not live right now.
Okay, I'm sorry, Jay Sean.
Oh, who was saying something? I forgot.
Mr. Solution, the question that you asked me, why did I ask you that question? And you say that most girls' daddies weren't there. I don't know because, see, I was blessed. Not only was my daddy there and very involved in my life, I had 9 uncles that also were involved in my life. And they taught me how a man is how supposed to treat a woman. So I don't settle for anything less than that. Now, I listened to how you degraded women. You said you weren't, but everything that you said, that's a downgrade. You're supposed to uplift your queen. Just like we
Well, first of all, ma'am, let me just say, you're misrepresenting me. I could say it harsher, but what have I said that's degrading women? The truth is its own defense. If I'm saying things that are true, although you may not be aware of it and you may not like it, it doesn't mean I'm degrading anybody. So what did I say specifically that was degrading?
When you say all women are out to get the bag and all women, if they're accepting something, they're whores, or they're looking for men.
Wait. I didn't say that. You're attributing things to me that was someone else who said that. What I said is, yes, all women who go out with men, virtually all women, I would say 98%, 99% of women who go out with men want some sort of financial outlay. And that's even if they consider themselves good women.
But that's only women in that lifestyle.
No, that's women in any lifestyle.
In that lifestyle. You can't say 98%. This is the
Okay, you didn't hear what I said.
Little
men are not taking women out to dinner anymore because that's a trick. That's a game. But when you take a woman out to dinner, someone has to pay the bill. Let me just be very candid.
Okay. Well, wait a minute, sir. I don't know.
No, hold on. I'm talking to the gentleman first.
He's confusing what I'm saying. And it's very important. Mm-hmm. Even if you want to criticize someone, at least get what they say accurate. Don't put words in their mouth that you want to criticize them for.
Mm-hmm. I'm not
criticize them for
you,
what they actually say.
Listen, I'm not going
that's
to go back
being
and
honest.
Say words, but listen, I'm
you,
not going to
you
say
talk about your uncles and everything.
Me,
did they treat the women
thing.
The same way they told you that you should be treated?
I treat people the way I want to be treated. That's
no,
why
answer
I've never
my
had a
question.
Would have a man
the men
in my
who
life.
blew smoke toward you. Did they have sex with as many women as they could? And just
I have
a good
no
time
idea
with
because
women.
I don't know because I'm not that woman. So I can't answer
okay,
that question.
See,
I can't answer a question for
know.
What
in
I
other
can,
words, if someone is giving you
know?
Some sort of information, you
why
said that they made an
I
impression
sir,
on
guess
you.
What? Guess what? That
okay,
well, not,
you
listen,
said that they made an impression
about,
on
don't make
you, so you should know something about
what
them,
you,
which I think you
sir,
do know something about them.
What
you just don't want to be true. You don't want to be
what
transparent.
You're saying, what you're saying, sir, makes no sense. So
no,
why
wait,
would I come
right,
back
right,
and dignify
it?
Solution.
I'm
hey,
sorry.
Sir.
I'm not going to
no,
dignify
this woman,
you,
let me just
saying,
say this. All overweight women are not even in the market. First of all, because no
see,
man is going to pay for anything toward you anyway.
Solution.
There are models coming out every day and turning 18 years old. So why should a man be stressed?
Pay for your meal.
Why should a man be stressed out with an older, overweight woman when he can do that with a younger woman? See, you should be out
you
with your man now.
You need help.
You shouldn't be here talking with a bunch of men. You should be respectable
be,
as an older woman.
Yo, solutions.
I am very comfortable with talking to the men. I am very comfortable talking to the men.
Listen,
that
you are a fighter, ma'am. You know nothing about submission and cooperation.
Okay,
you know nothing
you
about
know.
Submission and cooperation. No man is
stick
going to tolerate
finances.
Your ilk.
I don't have to have a man accommodate me, baby. I accommodate myself first.
No, I know,
see, I
because no
man
is going to put
me.
Up with you. You
I'm
need to be out on the track right now
myself.
Working that weight off
oh,
of you.
Oh, wow. You stick with finances and stay away from relationships.
Okay, you need to
that's
be working.
You,
you need to be
stick
getting
your
body
finances,
in shape.
Baby.
Probably
I,
at
don't
least 50 to 80
finances.
Pounds overweight.
Okay, how you know?
You told
how
me.
You know what I am. I did not
you
tell
told
you that.
Me.
I did not tell you that.
Told me
I
you're
told
a
you that I was
a woman.
Listen, I said, so what? And I'm beautiful.
Oh, shit.
I am
yeah,
beautiful.
Yeah, but not to
and
a
to
man.
A whole lot of men. And to a whole lot of men. Not just a man, a whole lot of them.
Look, man.
I'm very
you
confident
really
in who I
have
am.
A beef
oh,
unless
you
want
need a
to
problem.
Make...
Baby. I don't know any way
yeah,
to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
you should be out working
on your
body in shape.
Let's try to fit the point and not intro. So
he's not even listening. He's so off.
What you're basically saying, Mr. Solution, is that if a person's not living the lifestyle, they can't tell you good. Or they can't teach you, and they're not living it? Is what you're saying?
No, I wouldn't say that, but it certainly helps.
Just,
see, men
saying,
will tell women a whole bunch of crap, but they're
right.
not living
oh,
that
my.
Way. It's just like
okay,
men
so,
who will
on,
have sex.
Girl.
You don't know
girl,
me,
look,
sir.
Girl.
Just like
a
I don't know
men.
Man.
Hold on, ma'am. Have some, show some respect.
Man,
no, you show
man.
Some. Stop cutting people off.
It's just like
bro,
men who will have sex with all these other men's daughters.
Oh, my
but
God.
But all of a sudden, their daughter is supposed to be special. Isn't that being a hypocrite in your eyes?
Everybody's daughter's special.
Ma'am,
everybody's
hold on a
daughter
minute.
Everybody's daughter's special. You got issues, Mr. Peculiar.
Okay.
Hey, I have issues, but you can't see them because you have too many. You need to be out
ooh.
There on the track, ma'am. I know where you
ooh.
Need to be.
Okay,
on the track,
wow.
eating a plant-based diet
does that make
and drinking
you feel
a lot
bigger,
of water.
Mr. Little Dick? You got a little dick because that's why you come on here like that.
Time out.
Okay, there you go. You're nothing but a
time out.
Is male energy.
And you're angry.
Solution.
All that is male energy.
Pause.
Can we get back to the program?
We got a call.
Yeah, sure. I think we should.
Again. I swear. Go ahead, Miles. You wanted to say something?
Yeah, we were supposed to be out of topic. They all up in California, North Jesus Christ area, and all that. Let's get back to what we was talking about.
All right.
I started to ban all of y'all. So, Jay, what was the next question? We already did the horny thing with the girl in the bed. Is she horny? Hit a man, blah, blah, blah. What's the next one? Put the shot glass down, Jay.
No, I think I'm going to take a fucking shot. You talking about put it down? Now I'm gonna take one.
Go ahead, Jay. You got the concert?
What you said?
Great concert you gotta do.
Miles wanna break it down. Let Miles answer one of them. Shit, Miles.
So what's the question?
Can you wife a side chick?
Oh, I never had a side chick because I never cheated on my girl, so I can't answer that.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Dre, hit me with one of them fucked up buzzers, Dre.
You can get all the buzzers you want. I never did that. See, look, I never did nothing like that because I got 7 sisters, and I wouldn't want nobody to do that to one of my sisters, so I wouldn't do it today. I never did that to you.
Great, hit me with one. Thank you. One more time.
How are you?
Hit me, Dre.
Hey, Dre, you can press the buttons. You can press all
Yo.
The buttons
okay,
all you want
cool.
with the 20 kids.
Real quick. Yo, real quick, we need to give a quick salute. Real quick salute, man. You know, this today made 6 years for your nephew, man, you know, since he been rebirthed. September 18th.
Oh,
that's you? Yeah, Floyd.
Congratulations.
Yeah, this made 6 years since you know, my brother been deceased.
It's been 6 years since he passed away?
Since he was murdered, yeah.
So what the hell y'all sending a clapping for?
Oh, that's what he said.
The celebration.
He went
back home.
Oh. I'm about to come over there and fuck you up, Dre.
You got your graduation.
No, for a minute there, I thought you said something different because I was about to find your ass. I might can't see you, but I'll give you out. Miss Gigi?
Yes, I'm here.
We have love for you, babe. We have respect for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we sure do.
Always and forever.
Or anybody, I'm still waiting for another female to press one. I don't know why so many people is afraid to come on my show. Like, yo, for real, everybody that's on my show, I want everybody to know that it's like pulling teeth to get people to press one on my show. They, like, so afraid. Like, afraid of what?
But what if they don't have teeth? They're going to pull them.
No, they're afraid. I don't know what they're afraid of. Like, I got people who are afraid to come, like females, like they tell me, like, no, I'm like, my show is one.
It's an adult conversation. I know guys that won't let their females come on my show. Like, I just don't understand. Like, what's wrong with? It's a dope conversation.
Jay, first of all, Jay, why would them guys want their woman to come on your phone line and talk to a pimp?
Oh, you another motherfucker talking like bullshit, man. So you wouldn't let your woman? Hold on.
Yeah, you might turn them out, Jay.
Hold on. Hit him with the buzzer, Jay. Dre, hit him with the buzzer, Dre. 1 second. So you think that you wouldn't let your woman listen to my show, Miles Ferrell?
Oh, yeah. She might learn something.
Oh, I thought you, okay, all right. I thought you were saying
the other brothers probably scared to let their woman come on there. And you know how you do when they come on there, Jay.
I just keep it real.
I know, and their boyfriends don't want them to keep it real.
Come on this show, I'm not embarrassed about nothing in my life. I wrote books, and people think like I write books like bigging myself up. I write books about the mistakes I made in my life. You know what I'm saying? Like that's all I write about is the mistakes. Hopefully that it might help somebody else one day so they don't have to make the same mistakes that I made in life. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's nothing. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to sit up here and say nothing negative about a stripper, a dancer. I'm not going to get up here and say nothing negative about a pimp. I'm not going to do that because that's hypocrite. And to each their own.
Exactly.
I would never do that because I'd be a hypocrite.
You pay for a dollar.
But what I will say.
I get the receipt back.
Everybody got their own path in life.
You're right about that.
And how you get where you're going, that's your path.
Well, you got them back. Okay, listen.
Everybody got an expiration date in this world.
Keep that.
You got to live your life to the fullest. And you got to live your life every day like it's your last day. I almost died on June 5th in that car accident, and I learned something. I learned that, number one, I don't give a fuck.
Number two, you never know when your number's up.
I've been on some fuck love shit for the longest.
Yeah.
And I don't knock people that's in love and that's looking for love. I'm just telling you about me. Because love is beautiful when it's right, I guess.
Yeah, who's in the background like that?
I don't know. That's somebody got that phone. Got somebody. That's probably. Oh, that's you. Oh, you got people talking in the background. Mute your phone. Wait, let me find. I'll find
you.
No, that's not old.
No.
Somebody got people talking in the background.
Yeah, that's definitely not me.
Let's find out. No, that's not old. Somebody got people talking in the background and they phone.
They
got to mute your phone. Hold up.
It stopped.
That's Dre.
Hey, man. It's Suicide 43.
Who?
Suicide 43.
7543.
7543. I got it. That's Dr. James.
Yeah.
All right. We had the Dr. James. Hold on 1 second. All right. He good. Dr. James, you got to mute your phone when you're not talking.
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah, we hear a lot of people in the background. Yeah, I hear you.
Hello?
But listen, hello?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yes.
my phone covered up. Y'all, you still getting me talking?
Yeah, we can hear you in the background, too.
Listen. Everybody, time out 1 minute. Don't go nowhere. I don't want nobody to go nowhere, but look. Hold on, Dr. James. I got to take a quick break. I'm going to play a song. I got to go to the bathroom. And
we didn't even have, we don't need to go on that. Just
that's
so you're going to take a break.
Liquor.
Yeah, Miles can talk about
hold
all the women
second.
He got. Miles got all them women.
Hold on. Everybody, I want to tell you the reason. Hold on 1 second. Time out. I'm going to go to a song, but I want to educate everybody for a minute. Everybody know about the music of today with Kim, Nicki Minaj, Meg Thee Stallion, Cardi B. You know, that's what they into right now. They got away from music like Lauryn Hill, Queen Latifah, positive music. They want us to hear nasty shit, you know, fucking and sucking. They want us to hear that. But I want to educate somebody tonight on the people that think like that. Now, because I'm a historian, regardless of popular opinion. I'm a historian. I go toe-to-toe with anybody with history, white history or black history. So listen, 100 years ago, there was a thing called dirty jazz. 100 years ago was something called dirty jazz. It was played, and most of us that's on here that's black, and our mother and father and grandmother and grandfather, they was in the juke joints. That was music played in the juke joints.
In the back of the woods.
And our grandparents was young, and our mother and father was young. But a lot of people criticized Lil' Kim, Foxy Brown, Cardi B, Meg Thee Stallion. Glorilla. But I'm gonna show y'all how history repeat itself right now. And this is everybody know my show is entertainment first, education second. Everybody else show is education first. But this is an educational moment. In 1921, it was a black female lady named Lucille Bogan. 100 years ago, she used to sing in the juke joint. And it was called Dirty Jazz. And I want you to hear one of her songs from 1921. Lucille Bogan, 1921. Google her name, Lucille Bogan. She was a dirty jazz singer. And I know you did. And I want you to hear some of her music. And we're going to take this quick break. We're going to come back with Miss Gigi, Mr. Solution, Miles, Dre, Dr. James, and whoever. And I want to bring my sister in the line, too. She on the line, sleepy or not, whatever. And I still got a story to tell. And for the short dick men, I still got 6 positions that short dick men could use. So, look, we're going to be right back. But, look, this is Lucille Bogan. This song is from 1921. Imagine somebody talking reckless in 1921.
Yeah.
And I might just tell you about the Tulsa massacre, but that's a whole another story. But anyway, this is Lucille Bogan. I'm going to the bathroom. I got to piss. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere with you keeping it real. Jay Shaw podcast.
I got a man I love, I got a man I like. Every time I fuck him in, I give him the doggone clap. Oh, baby, give him the doggone clap. But that's the kind of pussy that they really like. I told him I got a good cock, and it's got 4 damn good names. Rough,
talk, rough talk, tough talk, talk without a bone. You can fuck my cock, leave my cock alone. Oh, baby, honey, I kiss all night long. You can fuck my cock, suck my cock, baby, until the cow come home. You know both of my men, they are tight like that. They got a great big dick, just like a baseball bat. Ooh, fuck, do it to me all night long. I want you to do it to me, baby, honey, till the cows come home. They know a bitch from Baltimore. I got hairs on my cock that will sweep the floor. I got funk from them hairs that will shut the door. And I look over your hand, saying I'm a bitch from Baltimore. Oh, talking about a bitch from Baltimore. And I got hairs on my top, sweep anybody slow. I got a big fat belly, I got a big broad ass, and I can fuck in Maine with real good players. Talking about fucking, talking about grinding, baby, all night long. And I can do it to you, honey, until the cow come home. If you suck my pussy, baby, I'll suck your dick. I'll do it to you,
this
honey, until I lick you shit. Ooh, baby, honey, do it all night long. Do it to me, Papa. Break me every till tomorrow comes.
Hello? Are you there?
Yo, come back. Now listen.
Hey, Jay.
Hold up. That was an educational moment. That lady made that song in 1921. Do you understand what I'm saying? 1921. So when that,
well, I don't want none of that.
That's only proving that history repeats itself. With clothes, with music, with everything, history repeats itself. Anyway, Google that. That's Lucille Bogan. I want everybody to get with that. Anyway, wait a minute. We got a lot of people texting me. People like that song. Wait a minute. I don't know what. Dre, what are you talking about? Anyway. 4785, you here?
Cows come home.
4785. Going once. Going twice.
That song scared them off, Jay.
What?
That song they played.
Yo, that
scared the hell out of them.
that's educational, bro. That's 1921.
102 years ago.
102 years ago, you had, and she got more. So I'm gonna play another one when I take another break. That's education for your ass. They called that dirty jazz 100 years ago. I'm a historian. That, you know, people, females was talking. Imagine talking like that all them years ago in 1921. Dr. James, you lies.
All right. Yeah, I can imagine that.
It seems like she's younger
than that now. She don't seem like she that old.
No.
But she's talking all that. That's the same stuff people are talking now was, like you that, said.
Exactly. That was 1921. Really.
Same old, same old.
So that means she was born in the 1800s. And she sounded like
exactly.
an older woman. Damn.
And she, that back then they was calling a pussy a cock. You heard her saying, suck my cock, baby, all night.
Yeah,
long.
And all that. She's older than my father.
She said, lift up my stomach and some shit. But she could do it all night long.
Yeah, I think like a baseball bat.
No.
Oh yeah, she said, gave him. You heard that part? You heard that part, huh? The man had
yeah,
a baseball bat.
So the cows come home. What if they ain't got no cow?
Did y'all hear the part where she also said that y'all came with class?
Uh oh.
Yeah, she was giving that out too.
She got a fan. She got a fan in Miles.
What happened?
She got a fan, Lucille. Lucille got a fan.
Uh-oh.
Oh, she got a, you like her? Gigi like her?
She's a big woman,
no, sir.
I said she, no, they said she had flaps and all that stuff. I said, oh, Lord.
No, sir. I like men.
She was letting you know, but she had, too.
Mm-hmm.
I got some
say
shit that
I
make
gotta,
you get moves. Hey, Jay.
What'd she say, Mom?
She was saying, I got some shit that make you get some needles in your ass. Hey, Doc,
oh, yeah,
what's
yeah,
that
he
is?
Did
I don't
say
know.
That something about, he said something about the claps. Remember they called VD the claps back then.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
the
yeah.
Claps, she said the claps. And then she said,
she
they
said
her pussy a cock.
And she would say, you can come get some all night long.
But you going home with some.
Yo, 1920. Yo, they called that dirty jazz 1921, man. Like, yo. That's
right,
that's what our parents and grandparents was in the juke joints listening to. For real.
My
we gotta
father wasn't even
head.
Born
yeah,
then.
For real.
That's 21. My father wasn't
no,
even
I'm
born.
No, I'm talking about grandparents. Our great-grandparents, they was in the juke joints. That's what they was listening to. I used to hear my father talk about that the juke joints. Like, I used to hear my mother talk about she was in the juke joint. I'm like, what's a juke joint?
That was that
club.
That's
the music they was playing.
That's
through
the clubs. That's
through
the clubs in the back of the woods. They built in the back of the woods.
Music like, damn, I hate to hear no music. They was playing music like that.
And bootleg liquor. Cause that was yeah, that was against the law too. It's like they were selling drugs. They were selling liquor. Just
they feel like little
music like that.
They feel like little cabins in the woods, Jay. You got to go way back in the woods, and they just get busy. You know they didn't have
yeah,
no rubbers back
naked.
Then either. Everybody probably had the claps.
Wow, that's crazy.
It might not have had no penicillin either.
I'm sure grandma had a remedy back then, though.
Oh, grandma was looking for niggas. Hey, Jay, like you said,
yo.
she ain't saying that about no little dick. She said, bring them baseball bats up in that motherfucker. You looking for a nigga with a baseball bat.
She
ain't with
yeah,
no knob.
Yeah, the dick like what she said, he had a dick like a baseball bat or something?
Yeah. I like, eh. The head of a baseball
damn.
Bat.
Damn, Grandma. Oh, she wasn't playing.
Get somebody else.
That's Lisa.
I really, let me know what else.
No, Lisa, you want to call? Hold on. That's Lisa.
Yeah, I'm on the phone.
So how you dissed me last week like that? How you dissed me and then let me know you was on vacation?
I'm so sorry about that.
That's all right. I came looking for you. I went to the wrong house, but I was looking for you. I almost got a beat down, but I was close enough to get out of there.
They went to call it. Just they were woke saying up. It was going to be on. It wasn't going to be on. And I just went with the flow, and I forgot all about my host. I'm so sorry.
I still love you, babe.
Thank you. You know I love you the most.
Did you just wake up?
No, I just got in.
Oh, you just got in.
Yeah, but I didn't hear nothing for a long time when you called me.
No, I called you. You just, I don't know what happened.
I didn't hear nothing.
Huh?
I wasn't saying nothing, just static.
For real?
Wow.
And well, you missed a lot then. You missed a lot.
I know. Then I just when I text you, I said I can't hear nothing.
Yeah, somebody said they was gonna give Miles a blowjob. You missed that.
What?
Miles said he agreed to it. Miles
what?
Agreed to it. So I gotta set it up. I gotta pay for the rental car and all that shit. And
boy, you full of shit.
And then
You ain't bringing no mama. Not at my door. And I can't see that motherfucker.
Why you don't want her to know you getting a blowjob paid for by the Keeping It Real Plat Pop podcast? Now we just said
I'm gonna tell you why. Okay.
Let me ask you paying for the whole date. We paying for the whole date and you get dinner and head at the end of the night. And now you want to act like you don't know what I'm talking about.
I'm gonna tell you why I'm not gonna accept that gift. Cause I don't trust your ass.
Who do you think?
You might shut anything up here. Homie ain't playing that. I might come in here dick bigger than mine.
How about if Dre set it up?
Hell no. Dre can't spell his last name.
How about
nephew O? O too busy eating. He think he eating Tic Tac, but they buy Viagra pills he keeps chewing on and shit. So he can't
who
come out the house.
Who do you trust on my podcast?
I trust your sister.
Yo, what you say, Aunt?
I trust your sister more than anybody else on this podcast.
What happened? Oh, okay. Are you hey, Lisa, you still here?
Yeah.
No, Jay, he probably tried to send me that little Spanish lady down in the store in the Nefer.
You think you could set Miles up with a date, and at the end of the night, he get a blowjob?
Check him out. Hold on, Jay. Don't be disrespecting my partner like that, Jay. Don't make me walk across the street and brush you up.
Can you answer the question, sis?
You don't have to answer that, Lisa.
Miles is a little shy.
You don't have to answer that, Lisa.
Fuck it. Miles. You decline, right?
What happened?
You decline?
If you send somebody to my house, I don't trust your ass sending nobody to my house.
Do you decline? Yes or no?
Probably send me a one-eyed puppy or something. Get the hell out of here with that.
Hey, yo, y'all hear that, right? He don't want to decline that blowjob. He thinking about it. He thinking about it. I asked you three times, do you decline or not? You won't answer that motherfucking question. Do you decline the date and the blowjob complimentary of the Keeping It Real podcast? Yes or no?
No speaking English.
Oh, man. Come on, man. Anyway, okay. He's scared, y'all. How old are you? How old are you?
Who, me?
How old are you, Miles?
Yeah, I'm 65, you. Jay.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Where we going?
65?
Yeah, I'm 65. A
man,
six
if
and
I
a
was
five.
65, and you could send me, if I was 65, you could send me a two-headed, four-legged, buff-toothed bullfrog, and I'll take a date with her. 65?
But see, Jay, the problem is that it's you said to somebody,
you're
somebody
dead,
did.
Man.
Jay, I don't trust you.
You almost dead.
You might send O to my house. I don't want to grease up old lips and shit, though, y'all. I don't overtrust you, Jay. You probably said that little Spanish lady downstairs from you too.
All right. On to the next one. Drake.
No,
Drake,
you said
July,
something about the six ways. What was that?
Drake,
that was the
Drake,
next one.
July,
the six ways.
No, you done. Drake, you my Eli.
Hey, nah.
Drake.
He's Drake not here right now.
You lie? What you mean, nah? You not
he's Drake,
fucking lying.
Drake not here right now.
Are you lying? Drake.
About you? Hey, Drake, you lie,
yeah.
Drake.
Word. Listen. Listen now,
man.
For real, I'm serious. I don't play. Everybody know I don't lie. Compliment of Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast. Would you like a date that ends in a blowjob? Yes or no? Hold on. Don't answer that. I forgot to do something. Anybody who want to make donations to the show, we're going to need donations for this. I forgot.
Oh, now you want them to pay for it, huh?
Hold on. I want somebody to help me pay for it, yes. I take donations for this show. No, this is serious. No, I forgot. Everybody who give donations, I really appreciate it from the heart. Anybody who feel like giving a donation, it's no donation too small. There's no donation too high. Everybody know my Cash App. If you don't inbox me or text me and I'll give it to you. I forgot to ask for donation. I was so much in a hurry to get back to everybody because last week we wasn't here. That's how much I care about my listeners. I forgot to ask for donations tonight. But for anybody, $5, $10. And don't forget, I don't want to forget the people who have gave donations already, because we got people who donate during the week when I'm not even doing the show, and I appreciate them from the heart. Miles.
Yeah, we love you too, Jay.
So I just wanted to get that out there. If you want to send a donation to the show, they had me a week off from podcasting. It cost me money. So anybody want to send a donation, $? J-A-S-H-O-N-J, a J at the end. Donations would be appreciated.
Now, if they donate this money, right, you're going to use that money to pay for this blowjob? What if it's only $10? You going to get somebody to get a $10 blowjob, Jay?
Negro, you passed your opportunity already. What the hell are you asking me any questions about it for? I asked you three times. Why are you even talking to me right now? Don't make me mute you. Pray. Everybody, what the hell are you asking me for? Everybody listening, didn't I ask Miles three times? did he want a date and a blowjob? I'm blunt with my shit.
Let me just say.
Didn't I ask him three times? Did he want a date and a blowjob?
It all depends on how much you paying for.
Did I not ask him? Did he want a date and a blowjob?
It all depends on how much you paying for, Jay.
It went from how much you gonna pay for
to
from.
No more.
I don't know.
Hold on, Miss Stevie, what
you say? Alicia said, I'm asking how much it went from. A price to this price.
That's Miss Gigi, right?
No, that was
Miles,
Lisa.
Miles, take Miles. Miles,
hey, Jay, don't
chill.
Be yelling at me, man.
You was afraid of the date and the blowjob, so chill. Maybe next week.
Yeah, man.
I take the blowjob, but I want the date. I don't want a date.
Oh, no, nah, no, nah, it's too late. It's too late. It's off the table for you. No, we
well,
on to the next
you
one.
Punk.
You study law. You study.
Miles,
you study
have to
law,
find
you
some.
Study wrong. You study law. You study wrong. On to the next one. Now, yo. You hear him now? I take the blowjob. Nah, you won't take.
I ain't gonna feed him.
I asked you three times. Asked you three times. You was worried about who I'm running, man. You don't trust me. What you got to trust me for a female lips for? What you got to trust me? Tell me you sending me a blowjob, Miles, and I live across the street from you, and I'm opening the door right now. Tell me you sending
somebody a blowjob. So, if the little lady down at the store come up there, you'll let her do you?
She could blow me, too. Fuck it. She's Dominican.
That's my dog. That's
old
my
puppy.
Dog.
Anyway, I'm not fucking with Miles. Miles blew his chance. Dre.
Your turn, Dre.
What's up, man?
Yo.
You take it?
See, he's still talking. You a cock blocker.
Ooh, that's a nice one. I got to use that on my neck, though.
Do you want a date and a blowjob paid for by the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast?
All cards.
Yes or no?
No, all cards.
Huh?
All cards.
You a pass.
But thank you for but thank you for the offer. I truly appreciate it.
What type of Negroes I got on here on this show? A dinner and a blowjob? Maybe y'all don't understand what I'm saying. Let me reiterate. You go to a nice restaurant. Hold up, everybody. Go to a nice restaurant. You seat it in a nice, cozy booth. The waitress come over. You order soft drinks. Then she bring the salad and the biscuit. And then the menu. You might want a steak, some potatoes, and some fries, or some vegetables. And then you get an appetizer, a vanilla cake with chocolate syrup on it, with a what's the name of that drink? It's non-alcoholic that people drink. Shirley Temple? Is it a Shirley Temple? Yeah. Anyway, you have a Shirley Temple. The night is perfect. Everything is going good. You finish your meal. Everybody is, you feeling good. The woman is feeling good. You leave the restaurant. You go in the car. It's 10 seconds left. So if you ain't on the line, we're going to lose you. I apologize. But we're going into the third hour. We unfiltered here. We talking about everything. So I'm sorry. Join us next week. If you're not called in, we might lose you. You leaving the restaurant. You open the door for the woman. She gets in. You get in. You start up the car. You got Black Ice incense in the car, smelling good. You wearing your favorite cologne. She wearing her favorite perfume.
But you know that she know that you know that she know that you know that you that a blowjob is coming. So you drive, you pull out and you ask her where she wants, you want to go home or you want to go back to my house. It don't fucking matter because she owe you a blowjob. Paid for by
the lady.
Now ask solution, do
so
he
don't
want
matter
it?
If
ask solution.
At your house. It don't matter. It don't matter.
Ask solution.
So no, I'm telling the story.
I'm telling the story.
No, Dre, you passed too. You like Miles
yeah,
now. Good. Fuck off. I don't want to hear nothing from you or Miles for the next 5 minutes. Y'all passed on it.
Hey, Miles, I think this is where you need to come in now and talk about being on topic. Are we on topic?
So, oh, Mr. Solution, you want a date and a blowjob?
Are we on topic?
Yes, we are.
You want a date and a blowjob?
That was the next question.
You want a date and a blowjob?
I want a what?
A date. And a blowjob.
A date with whom?
Whoever I could afford. you ain't gonna get fucking you ain't gonna get Halle Berry or fucking Rihanna or.
Well, who says anybody would want them? But look here. I think that is a legitimate question, and I would say with the right woman, of course. But not just with any woman.
Yo, Mr. Solution. Yo, you. Hey, Mr. Solution. You. I'm gonna tell you something. You really winning me over tonight. I'm telling you, you got a lot of fans that love you on my show, and you got a lot of fans that hate you. I'm biased, but tonight you really winning me over. You said you would take a side chick, and now you would even think about a date and a blowjob. Like, yo, Dre, give me some applause or something. He really.
Wait a minute. Before you go there, I just want to say, if you back up just a little bit. A side chick in modern, now I'm talking about modernity. I'm talking about modern day America. Now, a side chick, well, first of all, that's a man generally that's married that would be with a side chick, right?
Mommy, I'm on the phone.
Oh, hello. In other words, let's get our definition straight. That's very important.
You're generally talking about a man
that's married for a side chick, right?
Hold up. Time out. You fucking up the vibe, Mr. Solution. I got to tell you, you fucking the vibe up.
No. I'm trying to get clarity. If clarity screws something up, I'm sorry. But I'm trying to get clarity here. They say before any two intelligent people can engage in a conversation, they must first define their terms. So I'm just trying to get the terms clear.
Mr. Solution, I need you to put the book down for a second. Just put the book down.
Hey, yo, I like you, man. Hey, Mr. Solution, you cool as hell. For real, I like you, bro. For real, you cool.
That's right. The universe
really
likes me.
Hey, yo,
thank you, though. The universe likes me.
I'm telling you, I like you. I like
you.
You got to really, please keep listening to my show. I'm telling you, you're gonna have a ghetto pass soon, for real. You're gonna have a ghetto pass because you don't.
Now you have to explain to me what that means, but I'm sure you'll do it in due time.
I'm telling you what it means.
I just want to make it clear.
I gave you the example of sugar babies.
Some of those women on the sugar baby website could be operative word in air quotes. They could be good women. Okay, go ahead. I hear
minute.
Some.
You turned you the first person I ever knew that turned a blowjob into an intellectual event. For real, like you turned the whole thing about a blowjob into a intelligent thing. When most of us, like me and Miles, I thought it was just put your mouth on the cock and suck. But you giving it a whole new meaning. Go ahead, talk.
Yeah. Well, look here. I apologize for interrupting your flow or whatever.
We're all gonna learn from you today. We all gonna learn
whatever you had going on. But look here. As I said, most sugar babies, who can double, they play different roles. They can be a number one woman. You asked me earlier, would I have a side chick? And what I did, I just changed the nomenclature. I didn't change the essence. I just changed the nomenclature and said a sugar baby considered a modern day girlfriend. Girlfriend is.
Wait a minute. I don't think none of us know what a what's that word you said? Nomenclature. What's that word?
Just the name. Yeah, just the name. The identity.
Identity of who?
What we were talking about. We were talking about side chicks, i.e., and I just said sugar babies, and they're advertising. These are women that will respond if one knows how to respond to them. And I was listening to a guy talk about it because, look, dating is interesting to virtually any heterosexual man because it is difficult. It's difficult to navigate out there in the, corrupt, crazy world. And these women are advertising. They're saying, I'm available. Let's work out the terms. If you pay my rent or pay a portion of my rent, et cetera, let's work out a deal. Now, I think that's reasonable. That's what's going to happen with any woman anyway, whether it's overtly expressed or not. That's what's really on the table. These girls are just being more forthright about their intentions.
Mr. Solution, I don't really think any of these guys on this live right now give a damn about none of that. Only thing they know about
right now.
Why don't
you go and stop being a fucking man? You're a man.
Oh, my God.
You're a male. You express nothing but testosterone. And stop talking to me. I'm really not interested in conversing with you. You're out of my bailiwick.
See, I'm not
You're not in my bailiwick. I would not talk to a woman like you. I'm just going to be perfectly candid. I would not have a conversation with a woman of your genre.
Oh, you're so special, Mr. Fakir.
Well, whatever you say, but we would not be in communication. So I just really ask you as courteously as possible, don't refer to me, and I won't refer to you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Solution.
Wait a minute.
Keep it real, Jason.
We can't. No one can.
What is up?
We got. Why can't we all? We got. Anyway. Miss Gigi.
Yes.
I guess a date with Mr. Solution is out then, right?
There's somebody else to do.
You got to realize, Jay Sean, now I'm working on a vehicle right now. It's an older vehicle, but let me just tell you this, but it has served me very well. There are new models coming out every day, 18, and they're ready to go, right?
fresh off the assembly line. Why would a man of means deal with an older, I'm not referring to anybody in present company, I'm just speaking in general.
You trying to say she's not ready?
Why would a man of my ilk deal with an older, overweight, bellicose, mouthy woman? There's just no there there, right? There would be no, that would be crazy.
Mr. Solution, go play with your blow-up doll. That's the only woman that's sitting in your presence.
A man wants to deal with a compliant woman, with a woman who is open, who is cooperative. Someone wants to deal with a stubborn ox. I mean, come on.
57 is too old for you, right?
Shit. Double.
Mr. I'm having fun in South Pacific.
That is right.
You know, some things just pass their expiration date. I just got to be candid. And like I say, there are plenty of fresh women, available women out there. Now, they may not be of very high quality. They may not be of very high quality, but there could be one occasionally that if a guy goes through enough of them or interacts with enough of them, he may find one decent one. A lot of guys are going to other countries where the culture is more conducive to women that are compliant.
Hold on. Time out. Yo, that was very smooth, man. You got me laughing, but hold up. Miss Gigi.
Yes. I ain't paying that Mac clown no attention.
You 57, right?
Yes, sir.
So, do you feel like you still got a lot to offer a man?
I sure do. At 57. I sure do.
With my what about all the young girls that Mr. Solution says being manufactured every day?
Oh, they no threat to me, because everything I got is what God gave me, baby. Every bit of it. So,
okay.
I can't compare myself to the sugar babies that he likes, nor would I try to. Because what I got to offer will always last. What they got to offer only will last as long as they do. And the way he talks about it,
okay,
because people that have money don't talk about it because they got somebody else to count it. So while you're using all your big words to make you think that that makes you important, baby, let me tell you something. That ladder that you're going up, sooner or later you're going to come down and you're going to pass all them people that you're talking about. Okay? So, just a word of advice. Try to work on your way that you talk to women and about women, because there was a woman that brought you into this world. There's a woman out there that's keeping, okay, whether you know it or not, because there's a woman praying for your simple behind. And I happen to be one. And I'm going to pray for you because you need help. You really do. And until you realize it, baby, keep doing what you do and all your sugar babies. I wish you well.
So,
and I hope when the fleeces go away.
I guess that means a date with you and Mr. Solution is out.
Hey, J.J. Sean, stop stroking the damn fire. Now, you don't need to do that to get attention. Stop that.
I cannot joke a man of his caliber.
See, Jay Sean, I can tell you just this. Just speaking in general, a woman has the most to offer. Any woman that's 35 knows that she was more valuable to men when she was 25. Okay? Women, hold on a minute, if you don't mind. You're so impolite. The thing of it is that the marketplace determines a woman's value. The marketplace, in other words, the marketplace of men determines women's value. Because women are the product that women, that men are the purchasers. If you look at this in marketing terms, and there is a business aspect to this. So men are the buyers, as it were. And if women aren't what men want, then that's pointed out in the marketplace by these women staying on the shelf and collecting dust. You see what I'm saying? Because men have plenty of options. Now, they may not be the easiest options, but a lot of men are getting their passports, men across the social spectrum. And they're, like I say, they're going to other countries and they're finding women that are fit, friendly.
Go out with me. You want to date
hold
up,
ma'am. God damn. That big ass just won't be quiet.
You said you didn't want to talk to me. You keep talking to me.
They're looking for women that are fit, feminine, and friendly. And a lot of American women have just let themselves go in every way. And that's not good. And then they want to fight. When what they should be expending their energy on is getting their big asses out there on the track and working that weight off. When they lose that weight, a lot of that attitude would melt away also. And see, men who won't tell women that are not good for women. They're lying to them. I've heard women, big women, overweight women, they'll say, well, I've dealt with high-value men. Yeah, high-value men will find a wet place to put it every now and then. But they're not going to marry. They're not going to date. They're not going to take big, fat, bellicose women seriously. You see? So, and the women are upset about it. But rather than being upset, all they have to do, well, one thing they have to do is reduce their weight. That's the thing that would make most women more attractive. Not the makeup, not that long, crazy hair and all the other things they do. Those windshield wipers they tend to put on their eyelashes. But if they would reduce their weight. High-value men do not want overweight women, period. And it's not healthy for the women either. It's not healthy for them. It's not attractive. It's not healthy. So I would just say the average woman could land a pretty decent man if she would just check her mouth and check her weight. Those two things.
You are over there just dreaming about, man. That's why you keep talking to me.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Jay Sean, ma'am.
You're just talking about
me. I'm not speaking to you, if you don't mind. I really have nothing to say to you. There's no conversation that you and I need to have. I understand you. You think you understand me. So let's just leave it at that.
Oh, that's what you want us to do, just leave it at that, baby.
I want you to go and eat. Do what makes you happy, but not talk to me. Eat as much as you want, Popeye's chicken or whatever chicken you're hooked on.
I don't eat meat. I'm vegan. Thank you very much. And see, you think you know who I am. And you think you know my...
Hey, Sean, are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here.
But I know...
Come on, Jay Sean. Come out of your... are you having a drink? What's going on there?
Everything that you had to say.
You just told her that.
Hold on a minute. I'm trying to hear Jay Sean. Go ahead, Jay Sean.
You just told her to eat less and... I think you said talk less or eat less or something.
Mm-hmm.
So she just was responding.
She just was responding to what you said. I'm here. But,
she can't handle it, Jay Toa. He can't. So I'm not going to talk to I'm a woman. I talk to you, Mr. Solution. I'm sorry, Jay Toa, to cut you off. But I want him to know why he told me don't address her. Why he said, keep talking. Excuse me, keep talking to me in a roundabout way. See, there's no need to talk to me in a roundabout way. You can talk to me direct because I'm on the phone, just like you are.
I think you like Mr. Solution. You like Mr. Solution?
No, sir. You know what? Let me tell you what I think of Mr. Solution. I think that Mr. Solution needs to come to reality and to the real world and stop being overseas buying these women that he goes up and buy and on his sugar daddy or sugar mama site, whatever one, because he done slipped up and said he likes intellectual men. Okay, see, I'm listening while he's so busy talking. So now it gives me an understanding why he bashes women, because, you know, you don't know which one of us you want. Do you want the sugar baby or do you want the intellectual man? Or do you just want them both? Because it's up to you. Hey, baby, if you like it, you got to love it. Because you insulted me, at least you thought you were, but you didn't, because I know who I am and I know who's I am. So I have love to you. I don't have to be submissive to you because you're not my husband. But you don't like a woman that gives you back your own medicine. So, of course, I'm difficult. I talk too much. Why? Because I don't bow down to men like you. See, there's some real men on this line. And not one of them has bashed a woman. You've called me fat, overweight. You don't know what I look like. I could have told you anything. I could be a goddamn chicken in a woman's suit. But that doesn't give you the right to insulting. But then when I say back what I have to say, you know, you get this big S on your chest. Well, baby, S is for sadness for you, not solution. So you need to change your name and go see a therapist or somebody, because you got a hate for women that's bad. And that's not a good thing, because you're going to remain lonely and you're going to stay on them little sites where you think all these pretend women are. But real women ain't on none of them sites. Whether they're young or old. Because they don't need a site to go to find what they want. They go to the place. They don't go to a site. Okay, I'm done.
Well, all righty then. I don't know what to say. This is what we're gonna do, because I'm gonna go until about 10:30 tonight, then I'm gonna shut it down. I think I'm going fishing in the morning. What we're gonna do? We're gonna play another song from Lucille Bogan from 1921. I really like listening to her music because it made me think of the juke joints with my mother and my grandmother. I heard a lot about juke joints. And I can't believe a woman was talking like this in 1921. 1921, do you know that's 100 years ago? You had a lady singing songs like that? And they talking about Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B? And the 5% Nation. of Islam, we learned that history repeats itself with clothes and everything, but I guess it repeats itself with music too. But look, everybody stay with us. We're gonna I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'm going to take another shot. I got a peace pipe. I'm going to do what I do. We're going to come back. We're going to go to about 10:30. Once again, if anybody want to give donations, the Cash App is $JASHONJ. And once again, if I don't forget, we got a podcast tomorrow. That's Let's Talk About It All. That's Shadi at 7 o'clock. We got another podcast Sunday at 7 o'clock. Same phone number, Point of Impact. We got the Dollar Dash on Mondays at 8 o'clock. I think it's 8 o'clock. Dollar Dash is taking off crazy trivia. You call in, you participate. If you it's true or false questions. If you win, you win cash money, $50, $60, $70, $80. That's Monday night. And then we got a new podcast starting this Tuesday that I want everybody to tune into this Tuesday with Evagene and Mr. Solution. And it's an finance and investment podcast on Tuesday at 8 o'clock. And that's what we lack in. People think we don't need to pay attention to that. That's what we need to pay attention to, finance, investment, and stocks. That's Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. So,
and saving, Jayshon. And saving.
And savings, that's right.
And savings, yeah. Hey, I was meaning to ask you, the Kama Sutra, when you were saying what you were saying about the forwardness of women is over, or at least this woman, is over 100 years old. And I understand what you're saying. Say, for example, there are a lot of contradictions here. In Utah, you know, where the Mormons are, where their home base is, and they tend to be very religious outwardly, but yet they say the most porn is watched in Utah. Had you ever heard that statistic before?
No, I never heard that.
Yeah, well, you know, they're supposed to be all pristine and everything. I think it's unfortunate that we have to lie the way we do about sex and sexual intentions. You know, I study, say, European culture on the continent, on the European continent. And they tend to be much more open about alcohol usage, you know, like young people drink early, and it doesn't seem to drive them crazy like it does here, because a lot of our young people end up getting killed because they drink inappropriately, and then they drive. Young people drink there, but they tend to do it more responsibly. Also, they treat sex differently. I mean, like even on the commercials, you know, they'll have open nudity. And I think at a certain point, you know, we have to come face to face with who we are. And we don't. In America, like prostitution, for example, I'm talking about legalized prostitution. The church really goes against that. They rebuff that. But then look at all these ministers and lay people, lay women and lay men, no pun intended, end up in sexual scandals. And I just think that's because we're so non-forthcoming about our real sexual interest. I think we just play this game. I read this book. There's a good book, and it deals with both it deals with finances. It's called Think and Grow Rich. And he talks about the transmutation of sexual energy into productive energy. And he says you just can't bottle that energy up because it'll find a way to express itself, often harmfully. And so I just think the way we treat sex in America is it's just terrible. It's disingenuous and it's hypocritical. I think we can learn a lot from other cultures regarding sex and sexual expression. What do you think?
I know that prostitution is legal in certain countries, but I also know that, like, as far as Japanese and Chinese people, because contrary to popular opinion, white people are no longer like the leading in the households. What I mean by that, I mean it's Chinese people and Japanese people, because their children is taught they not having sex out of wedlock. So what I mean by that is that they look at sex different, because African Americans, we still having babies out of wedlock. White people still having babies out of wedlock. European, whatever. So I think that I'm trying to make a point.
Let's take one or two. Don't take them all.
I believe in how sex is stored up here. I believe it how it's stored up here. But I also believe how it is in like Dubai or Germany or something like that, where it's legal at. I believe that in America that we taught too much to sex to talk about. That's why I talk about it, to talk about sex is taboo, when I don't see nothing wrong with it. I'll talk
right.
about sex in a minute. But I'm not sure if us being so certain of us being open-minded and not afraid to talk about it, not afraid to have sex before we marry. I'm not sure. Well, I am. I know that it's not strengthening the the cultures. You know what I mean? Compared to people like Japanese and Chinese people who are not having sex before they marry. Not all of them, but some of them. And,
right.
And, you know, and building their communities better. I mean, you know what I mean? That's just how I feel about it. That's how I feel
about
it.
Yeah. Let me give you a strong parallel to what you're saying. And because I keep up with the educational system and the culture, conduct a lot of cross-cultural studies. And what you just said about commonly spoken of black and white, you mentioned here in America that they're having kids out of wedlock. Now, let me give you a strong pushback on that. That's in a certain class, because if you look at the young people that are going to prep schools, that many of these preparatory schools are on the East Coast. But those girls do not get pregnant. I'm sorry, someone. Okay.
No, go ahead.
What I was saying is that those people who are going somewhere in life and where it has been pointed out early to them, and I'm telling you, like those academies, they run about $50,000 to $60,000 a year, maybe a little bit more. But young people in those schools, the girls do not get pregnant. I was having this conversation with an educator in the public school system, and also in some of the I forget the terminology right now, but some of the specialty classes. But the kids that are going to the more well-endowed educational institutions, they're not getting pregnant, and they're smart. So I think it's better to talk about this along a class line than any other line, because people of the same class, regardless of what ethnicity they are, fall into or are categorized as, they live pretty much the same. They have the same investment advisors. They use the same financial facilities. I'm telling you, it's much more, look into that class thing. A lot of people get discombobulated. They get thrown off track by so-called race. And I'm not saying that didn't have some substance. It was much more so, say, 100 years ago than it is today. But today, the real distinction between people is the class distinction. That's the distinction. Where you were just talking about the stocks and the bonds, who owns that stuff? Somebody does. And the people who own that stuff, they live a different existence. What do you think?
Can I say something, Dr. James, real quick? Now, Mr. Solution, I've been listening to you all day. I just want to say this real quick. I've been listening to you today, and you sound very good. I understand what you're saying. You were talking very, very nice, and that was a good conversation. But the conversation with the young lady, that wasn't so nice. Now, I'm going to listen to your show Tuesday because it seemed like you might be very intelligent when it comes to financing. But, you know, and I'm not trying to argue with you or nothing like that. But and it, I'm going to use this word, nicer, because it's not a word. I'm going to say it anyway. You think you need to be a little nicer to the girls? A little nicer. That's all. That's all I got to say.
Hold on. Time out, time out, time out, everybody. Hold on. 8555, you live.
Yo, hello? Hello? You hear me?
Hello?
Yeah, can
yes.
You hear me? Okay. Now, I agree with what Solution said on in
so
some
speak
case,
up a little louder,
in shot. Some case, yeah, in some cases, I agree, you know, that it's class. In some cases, you know, some cases, some of it is class. Some of it in class, you can't, you know, neglect class based on racism in some extent, because to some extent racism created the class, you know, because those who were given free land and they inherited land had better opportunities than those who land was taken from them and had to work mediocre jobs and hard and long hours to just take care of their families. So that class is created based on the racism. Now, as far as the sex thing go, I think America itself promotes sex in a manner that makes it alluring to people, where they're looking at sex as a pleasure thing, a pastime hobby. And really, if we really go biblical about it, sex was really to make, really for reproduction. I think we take it more for pleasure than for reproduction. And out of the pleasure, the babies are being made out of pleasure. And we're forgetting that. Look, having sex is to create babies. That was the main purpose of it. So
Now, when you taking that out and you having pleasure, now you having babies made with no emotions or no plans, and now we get the situations that we're in. And as far as what Dr. James said to Solution, as far as being nicer, I think Solution has a lot of valid points. It's just the way in which, and I've said this on another occasion, it's the way that he come across. And most times, really, I don't think he mean no harm, because a lot of what he say is true about some women, certain women. And it's has to, but you have to put it in perspective, because, okay, if you have women who are after guys for money, why do you think those women are after guys for money? Because they know most guys are there for sex. So, okay, if now it's become an exchange. Now, the guy that put the money out and don't get the sex, now he feels played. The same way the woman do when she puts sex out and don't get no money, or she puts sex out and that's all she get and don't hear from the guy anymore, you know? So women has gotten hip to the game, which, you know, the game of life, and saying, look, by the time you do get some sex, you're going to be the earned it. You're going to be the earned it unless you, and most times, like, you know, many guys are just not, you're not being realistic when it comes to nowadays women. Like, women can make their own money. There's lots of opportunities for women where they could get money now. So when they saying they chasing a bag, they got many ways to get money, so they don't really have to depend on a guy. Or they, even if they feminine, fit, and friendly, they're going to pick and choose who they want to be that way with. They could be fit and friendly and feminine. And you may only see the fit. You may not see the friendly or the feminine, because they don't want to give that, show you that part, because they don't feel that you're worthy of it. So you have to be mindful that there's those type of women out there, and that's in all ages. But women to this day, you have to earn that now. They're not just giving it away, because why should they? Men got to earn their keep, and men and women earn their keep. So it's an equal thing now, whether we want to realize it or not. And when we start, you know, going to the old days of where in the 40s and all of that, where the man went to work and came home and gave the woman his check, and 60s, those days are out right now. Those days
right.
are not.
Shadi,
really,
I want to respond to you. First of all, hi, and how are you doing?
I'm
good to
I'm
hear
good.
From you.
Go ahead. I'm good.
Yeah, what I wanted to say, Shadi, what you just said, and I appreciate the observation you made about me, but it's a little bit confusing, and I'm going to tell you why, and you tell me if this makes sense to you. Now, you said that women today don't need men's money. They can earn their own money. But you also said that you juxtapose sex from the woman's standpoint of having to make the man work for it, in terms of him giving her money. Now, you use money, but you may have meant more. So why does he have to earn it if she makes her own money? And if sex is common to both of them, I mean, all the studies that I've looked at says that women are actually more sexual than men. They have sexual desires, too. So why, if they earn their own money, why make a man work for sex if they want sex as much or more than the man does?
Explain that to me.
Good question. Now, let's go back to what you've said on plenty of occasions, where they're individuals who they will give that sex to for no money. You may not be one of the guys. You know what I'm saying? They have individuals who they'll choose to give sex to, and they don't have to do nothing but show up. So it's happening. It's just not happening with every guy. So that's the thing. So you have to decide whether you one of those guys or you the guy that they want to spend the money. But it's happening.
All right, but let me stop you there. Right. The same women that you just spoke of are complaining about those guys that they're giving the sex to.
Absolutely. Why? Because they're still guys which from your position, you know what I mean? That these guys are, look, I'm taking you as you are. You know, you can do what you want to do. You can be who you want to be just as long as you give me sex. Now you're coming to them and you're saying, I want you to be this way and that way, and I want the sex. So now you've created more than the other guy is. So he's easier to get the sex than you because he's not holding it to all these standards. He's just going for the sex. You got the standards that she said, man, I got to go through all these standards to have sex with this guy. I can go to this other guy and get the sex, and I ain't got to do nothing but be myself, you know. So there's the dilemma. There's the struggle. So now with that guy existing and you existing, there's the tug of war. So he got to step his game up to some degree. To get her to stop complaining, and then you got it all to your standards to some degree to get to stop the complaint. So
right,
you,
but
you
hold on a minute.
Find a middle ground here.
If you listen to right, and you know it's going to take more effective adult communication. But if you listen to most of the women, they are complaining about guys not being relationship material. That's most of their complaint. Yet they continue to deal with guys who, like you say, there are many women who give the sex free. It doesn't cost the guy anything. But this guy that they're giving the sex to for free generally won't do anything for them. That's the reason many of these women, they use the guys that I think they call them beta guys. They use the beta guys to take them out to dinner and do these kinds of things. But because those other guys, the alpha sex guys, won't do it. So, I mean, it really, women could resolve this because they could be more realistic. This is one other quick point. The average woman today, the average first world woman, in America, Canada, Australia, and some European countries, of course, she doesn't want the average guy, even though she's average. She doesn't want the average guy. She wants the top 20, top 10, top 5, top 1% of guys in terms of revenue earning. And so you know, that becomes a real problem. I mentioned a moment ago about women being flown, women on IG, Instagram, being flown over to Dubai, right? And they're given money by these super rich guys in the petro industry. But these same women are complaining about not being able to find a guy. But it seems to me that they could find a guy. I was listening to Andrew Tate talk about this. And do you know Andrew Tate? Have you heard about him? Do you know him?
No, I haven't.
Okay, anyway, he's a real popular guy. I think he's real popular on YouTube. And Andrew Tate was trying to encourage guys to be like him, you know, Andrew Tate, he had all this money. I mean, millions, hundreds of millions of dollars, allegedly. And see, no one is going to be able, a lot of people are not going to be able to make that kind of money. Only a few people are going to earn that kind of money. So they gave Andrew Tate pushback. They say, well, she could find a decent guy, I mean, at her level. And he says, well, yeah, that's right. She could. And so that's what I would say. Most women could find a guy if they would just kind of, you know, adjust their reality, as it were. And because guys are very loving. Guys want to do things for women. That is one of the definitions of guys. Guys define themselves by their acumen, by what they're skilled at doing. All of us, you know, a woman is called a quote-unquote genetic celebrity. She is basically born with all the tools of the trade, as it were. That's the reason the younger women get invited out on the yachts by the older guys, you know, and they get invited to all these parties. Now, I've never been to a cocaine party, but I know it flows like water. I've heard very, very detailed reports of it. But the women, when they're young, 18 through about 25, right in that range, they have an awesome amount of power as a genetic celebrity. Guys, on the other hand, have very little power because they don't have any money. They don't have any assets. So guys have to work. And by the time they're 45, then the money starts to, you know, if they've done things properly, as Robert Kiyosaki talks about, if they've planted the right seeds, then those seeds start to germinate and their money comes in. So now they can get the hot chicks, all things being equal. So you see, a guy always has to earn his status. The woman doesn't have to earn, she doesn't have to earn her status. And that's been pointed out many times. All a woman has to do is look good. If she looks good, that's a type of currency for a woman, but not for a guy. So anyway, that's just an observation. But look here, I appreciate your feedback, and I think a lot more conversation is going to – go ahead.
Hold on. I want to know, I just want to I got to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to close out. I'll give everybody an opportunity to have a last statement, because I really appreciate Miss Gigi. She stayed on here tall against all these men. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come right back, and we're going to close out. Once again, I'm going to play another song by Lucille Bogan from 1921. This one is called Shave 'Em Dry. It's just amazing to me that music like this was being played 100 years ago. Like, it really is, I can't fathom it in my mind. That there was something called dirty jazz 100 years ago, but it's so much black history. But anyway, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to give everybody a last statement and promote what they want to promote, and then we're going to close out. But anyway, let me see if I can get this record called Shave 'Em Dry by Lucille Ball. 1 second. I love this podcast. It's been a beautiful show. Let's see.
I got nipples on my titties, big as the end of my thumb. I got something between my legs that'll make a dead man come. Oh, that. Baby, won't you shave them dry? No, want you to grind me, baby. Grind me until I cry. Say I fucked all night and all the night before, baby. And I feel just like I want to fuck some more. Great God, daddy, grind me, honey, shave me dry. And when you hear me holler, baby, won't you just shave dry? I got nipples on all my titty dicks in my thumb. Daddy, you said that's the kind of woman you want, and you can make them come. Oh, daddy, shave me down. And I give you something, baby, well, it'll make you cry. I'm going to turn back my mattress and let you oil my springs. I want you to find me, daddy, tell the bell do ring. Oh, daddy, I want you to shave and dry. Oh, great God, daddy, if you can't shave them, baby, won't you try? Now, fucking was the thing that would take me to hell, and I'd be fucking in the studio till the clock back level. Oh, daddy, daddy, shave and dry. I would fuck you, baby, honey, I'd make you cry. Now your nuts hang down like a damn bell tapper, and your dick stands up like a stick. Your goddamn asshole is down like a stick.
I mean, come on. Lucille Bogan. Yo, a hundred years ago, she was singing that kind of music. Can you believe it? 100 years ago. That's unbelievable.
I mean, but, you know, that's...
History repeats itself.
You know, it's basically ain't nothing new under the sun. You know what I'm saying? It's not like sex is something new. Sex been going on. People been having sex, you know, since time began. So, you know, it the difference is now it's being promoted. Like, you may have heard that at the juke joints. It wasn't at 5 or 2 years old you was hearing that. So that's the difference about the exposure to that type of stuff happening at an earlier age. The juke joints, unless you know, your parents let you hung out at the juke joint, you didn't hear that. But now a child can pick up their tablet and, you know, listen to all those females you name and hear what they're talking about. So that's the difference with it.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. You're right about that. You're definitely right about that. That's a good point. We've been going. We got about 2 minutes, so it's about 3 hours. I'm taking it down. I got to go fishing tomorrow. I want to thank everybody. Oh, Sha, you don't know if you're doing your show tomorrow, right?
Right, because I got to take a trip, and I don't know, you know, how my time going to be. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna take a trip.
All right. So if Shaggy don't have his show tomorrow at 7, tune in Sunday to Point of Impact at 7. And don't forget our new show that's tearing up the podcast, Dollar Dash, on Mondays at 8 o'clock, where you can win money. And please, everybody, tune in Tuesday to our new show. It's the pilot show. Investment, finance, investment, and I forgot what Mr. Sulu said. Finance, investments, and loans, or stocks, with something like that. Tune into the show with Avajane, and I'm sure it's sure to be a good show. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. People on the phone lines and on the links, I really, because without you, it wouldn't be no me. Like, I can't do this show without the listeners. You know, I need the listeners to do this show. I really do. I appreciate all the people who donate. For real, I really do.
That's appreciated. And no matter what people think, I still say my show is a good educational show. We get wild and we get unfiltered sometimes and we might lose our way, but basically I think it's a podcast that you could learn from and laugh at, you know, because it's all adult conversation and it's all adult content. Nobody is right and nobody is wrong. Everybody is entitled to their opinion. And, you know, it's no two people alike. I really enjoy doing this podcast. I really do. We finally got to address some of the topics. I didn't get to talk about everything I wanted to talk about. But, you know, hey, we'll be here next week. And most important, the people that's listening, don't hide it, divide it. Tell somebody about the podcast, you know what I mean? Like, tell them to come in, yo, if they want to come to a good podcast. It's about relationships, relationship talk, side chicks, cheaters, or whatever else we talk about on this damn show. Tell somebody, you know, let them come in and support the show. Support the show, I'm telling you, because, listen, if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. And that's all the way around the world. And that's all the time. And I really appreciate it. But we're going to go out with another song from, I'm crazy about this lady, Lucille Bogan. I really can't believe 1921. Like, she was the first Little Kim. You talk about Little Kim, she was the first Little Kim 100 years ago. And people don't even know about it. You know what I mean? They don't know. 100 years ago, 1921, Dirty Jazz, come on.
Thank you for
sharing. So we're going to end on, everybody have a good night. Everybody tune in next week. And Shadi don't got a show tomorrow, so tune in Sunday at 7 o'clock. I can't say find love because you know I don't believe in love. I miss the fuck love. I'm the relationship, the sex coach, signing off. And if I could tell everybody something, just love yourself. Love yourself. Keep your heart in your chest. Make sure you understand what's good for you and what's not good for you. If you're in a bad relationship, get out of it. Life is too short and time is going by. If you want to make it better, try to make it better. I don't deter nobody from love. I just don't believe in it. But if that's what you're looking for, if that's what you got, man, listen, I commend you on that. Because relationships is hard. Relationships is, they not easy. Live life. You know, don't let life live you. And how you see life is how life is. That's all I can say. Until next week, everybody, I'm going to take you out with another Lucille Bogan song. They Ain't Walking No More. Peace. Everybody have a good weekend. Peace.
Sometimes I'm up. Sometimes I'm down. I can't make my living around this town. Oh, tricks ain't walking. Tricks ain't walking no more. I said tricks ain't walking. Tricks ain't walking no more. And I've got to make my living. Don't care. Shoes on my feet, clothes on my back, get tired of walking these streets.
all dressed in black. But chicks ain't walking, chicks ain't walking no more. I said chicks ain't walking, chicks ain't walking no more. And I see four or five good chicks standing in front of my door. Please help me, they look on my lead. Four or five good tricks is all the money I need. But tricks ain't walking, tricks ain't walking no more. Tricks ain't walking, tricks ain't walking no more. And I can't get a break, don't care where I go. I got a store on the corner selling stuff cheap. I got a market across the street where I sell my meat. But chicks ain't walking, chicks ain't walking no more. I said tricks ain't walking, tricks ain't walking no more. And I can't get a break, don't care where I go. This way of living so is hard, ducking and dodging the Cadillac squad. But tricks ain't walking, tricks ain't walking no more. I said tricks ain't walking, tricks ain't walking no more. And if you think I'm lying, follow me